Maria Teresa Carloni was born in Udine, Italy on October 9, 1919, into a rich and aristocratic family. At the age of 4, she became an orphan and together with her brother Adolf, went to live with her grandmother. As a child and adolescent, she suffered from terrible scruples. This together with the fact that she met some priests and religious that were not leading edifying lives kept her away from the church and she became distant from her faith. From 1939 to 1943, she started to become a nurse. Although she was far from God, she offered many sacrifices for the conversion of her patients and was even fired from a hospital unit for opposing abortion. It was during World War II, and after the bombings of the San Lorenzo neighborhood in Rome, everyone went there to assist the wounded, including Pope Pius XII. This was Maria Teresa's first encounter with the Pope, but it wasn't going to be her last. After finishing a degree in pedagogy in 1946, she returned to her native Urbania. On April 16, 1951, at the age of 32, she met Father Cristoforo Campana. She got the chance to speak with him and told him all about her bad experiences with the church and that this was her final attempt to come back. On June 16, 1951, after asking a spiritual director, Maria Teresa makes a vow of perpetual virginity. From then on, her prayer and penitential life became more intense. This was the beginning of a conversion. While working as a nurse, she was sent to a small town to educate children about TB prevention. Soon after her arrival there, an epidemic broke out and she was quarantined with the children. This is where her first mystical experiences started, and she began writing letters about it to her spiritual director, Father Campana. She felt that another person was talking inside her head. When it stopped, she would answer. At the beginning, these dialogues lasted just a few minutes, but as they became longer, she used to leave whatever she was doing and hide somewhere so that people would not become alarmed. Her spiritual father, of course, was cautious and told her not to pay any attention to this voice. However, no matter how much she tried to ignore this, it continued. One Friday, when Father Campana was present, he heard the voice say to him through Maria Teresa, "I want to repeat my passion in this creature. You, being a spiritual father, can accept or reject this from happening because you are the authority that represents me, but know that this is my will." Even though Father Campana understood who was talking to him, he asked, "But who are you?" "I am Jesus. This soul has offered herself to me, and I have accepted her offer. She will be a victim for the salvation of many, according to what she has told you." From then on, every Friday, between 12 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, she partook in the 3 hours of Christ's agony on the cross. It was Good Friday, April 11th, 1952, which incidentally was also the feast day of another stigmatic, St. Gemma Galgani. This taking upon herself the suffering of others together with the phenomenon of bilocation started happening almost daily as she assisted priests who were being tortured in communist countries during the rule of Stalinist communism. Father Campana noted that Maria Teresa started sweating blood on Good Friday, 1954, and bilocated for the first time on December the 6th of the same year. Actually, she became like a transmitter receiver for persecuted persons. She could hear people calling for help from far distances. These mystical phenomena allowed Father Campana to make contact with leaders of the persecuted church who could not contact the Holy See. Through this special mission of Maria Teresa, Father Campana would keep the Pope up to date with what was happening in these places. Besides traveling by bilocation, Maria Teresa also traveled physically to many of these places and was able to visit leaders of the church even in prison. She wrote a report about these trips, which was given personally to Pope Pius XII. Often, she went by bilocation wherever she was needed. After the failed rebellion in Hungary, Father Campana sent her there in bilocation to encourage the Hungarian people. These trips in bilocation would take a toll on her physically and spiritually, making her very weak. Because of her special mission, she would get to meet many times with Pope Pius XII in the Vatican. At that time, in 1955, Pope Pius XII was concerned about the Eucharist and about how Mass was being celebrated by priests. Since he knew that among the many spiritual gifts that Maria Teresa had was the gift of being able to tell apart consecrated hosts from unconsecrated hosts. He ordered Maria Teresa to attend all the masses celebrated on June the 13th, 1955, in St. Peter's Basilica, and keep a record of how many masses were celebrated by priests who were in a state of grace, how many in a state of grace but with imperfection, how many in venial sin, how many in mortal sin, how many were sacrilegious, and how many were celebrated in a distracted manner. Maria Teresa was able to differentiate these priests conducting the mass, but just know that there were no sacrilegious masses. Pope Pius XII was even present during Maria Teresa's mystical suffering after 3 hours of agony. She lay on the papal bed, and the Pope knelt at the bedside, crying. Maria Teresa even had 4 audiences with Pope John XXIII. After Pope John XXIII had died, she had several audiences with Pope Paul VI, who encouraged her to continue with her mission. During the papacy of John Paul II, she had 2 audiences with him on January the 20th, 1979, and February the 21st, 1980. But this was not their last encounter, because on May the 13th, 1981, when the Pope was shot, Maria Teresa went to see him at the hospital in bilocation. Father Campana left a written testimony indicating that she had gone to see the Pope in bilocation at 8:30 that evening. He considered this to be an extraordinary grace received by the Pope because Maria Teresa had not bilocated for a long time due to her weak state of health. This was probably her last bilocation. She said she remained with the Pope from 8:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. Pope John Paul II recognized her when she went to his bedside, but he had never seen her like that before in bilocation. During the last years of her life, Maria Teresa suffered many physical ailments and mental anguish. At the same time, the supernatural sufferings and gifts started to disappear. She died from a peritonitis on January the 17th, 1983 at 11:20 a.m. She was buried at the cemetery in Urbania. Following her wishes, the following epitaph was written on a tombstone: Mi vivere Christus est, et mori lucrum. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Maria Teresa Carloni, pray for us.